I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. If you're lucky, on a quiet day, you may hear floating through the dry New Mexico air the sound of bagpipes, because there is a surprisingly lively Scottish music community in Albuquerque. The High Desert Pipes and Drums has promoted this distinctive music for 20 years. A longtime member is Patricia Sharp. Patricia, welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, what instrument do you play?
I started out playing the snare drum. I have also played the bass drum, the tenor drum, and I play the bagpipe.
I had a feeling there was going to be a multiple answer to that. Is there a particular kind of bagpipe that you play?
We play the Great Highland Bagpipe. It's the traditional one you would see, which has three drones.
Drone meaning?
The three pipes that stick up over your shoulder are called drones, and they make a droning sound. And then you blow into a mouthpiece, and then there's a chanter, which has holes so that you can play the melody. Generally, a bagpipe band consists of bagpipes, a bass drummer, some tenor drummers, and a snare line. But we've had, our group has been up as high as 25 people. But we have a lot of students.
You have a lot of students who you invite into the ensemble.
We do teach, because there's not a lot of bagpipers walking the streets of Albuquerque. So we do offer lessons to anybody that's interested and of any age.
Do you play while you're moving?
Well, the old joke is that's why pipers march when they play, is to get away from the noise. But, for the competition, you march into a circle and then you stop marching and you finish playing there. But some of the music we're playing is 500 years old. So you're playing music that somebody else played 500 years ago, which is pretty intense.
It's kind of unusual to find such a successful bagpipe ensemble here in the desert. Do you encounter people saying, hey, I never knew there would be a Scottish music ensemble in the Southwest?
Actually, which is, part of the challenge that we have. Bill Horn, who founded the band, wanted to be in a competition pipe band, and he lived here, and there wasn't one. So he did the smart thing, which is he reached out to some of the best in the piping world for help. And because he was passionate about it, they were willing to help him. The first money we ever got in the band, we used to bring in instructors. And then the next money we got, we went to places. So like in 1997, we decided we needed to go to Scotland to see what a pipe band is really like, because we're kind of isolated here. So we went to the World Pipe Band Championships. We were pretty clueless, but my gosh, we learned so much and we absorbed so much that when we came back, we practiced and practiced. We went back in 99 and we won our grade at the World Pipe Band Championships. And we were the first American band to do so in the 50-year history of the World Pipe Band Championships. And that record still stands. So we kind of put Albuquerque on the bagpiping map.
Congratulations.
We're better known probably in Scotland than we are here, ironically.
Patricia Sharp plays the bagpipes and the drums with Albuquerque's High Desert Pipes and Drums. The Scottish Music Ensemble performs June 25th and 26th at the Highland Theater. For tickets and information, go to hdpd.org. To listen to the pipes and drums play, visit kunm.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.